5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And Bobby Bonilla.
We start.
That's a dope
crazy
deal.
Man, crazy contract.
What was it? How much does Griffey make?
It goes down. It's going down each year, but I think I looked it up recently, and him and Bobby Bo are still getting over $1 million a year.
Well, let's talk about Russell
Wilson.
Don't
even play.
Russell Wilson ain't even playing for the Broncos no more. He used to got that buyout, 30, was it 30 million?
No.
80 million. Shit.
That's
good money.
He's not even playing for no more. They have to pay him for 5 years?
But they was going to pay him more. That's why they benched him. Trying to
they tried to hold him.
Yeah.
And he got out, and the Steelers got him for a mil for a year. Because the Broncos paid for it.
Isn't that crazy? There's players like Shannon Sharp that's like, man, my whole career only made this much. And there's people retired that's making what he made in his career each
Times
year.
Is different,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them players way back in the day who didn't get a piece of
money. Who worked
of
at
it.
The mill.
Yeah.
With
the leather helmets.
Right.
They had jobs back in the day.
Well, the same thing when it comes to hip-hop. You know, people are like Grandmaster Cass.
True.
They're like, these niggas right here making millions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that said a hip.
Yeah.
I had to pay to get on stage.
They started it.
I had to pay to get on stage.
Yeah.
They should have a pension for
right.
hip-hop.
People
they
who started
should.
It
they should
have a pension.
Yeah.
Well, shit. The people that's still in it need a pension. A lot of them be broke.
Mm-hmm. I hate to see like legends working at like Kinko's or something.
According to this, Shannon Sharp made $22 million in his career.
He's doing okay.
22.3.
He's good.
Yeah, he's fine.
I would have thought it would be more, but he's doing good.
Yeah.
Where's his brother, Sterling Sharp?
Sterling was better than Shannon.
Yeah.
He just got hurt.
Yeah.
Sterling was better than Rice.
He had a super bad injury, too. What is neck?
Neck. That was it. Oh,
neck.
Where is he at? Why can't he feature him one on
Shay? He has commentary sometimes.
Yeah.
He is probably the quiet one.
He probably don't want to be on there.
Yeah.
You're like, bro, man, you should come do the show.
Nah, man, it's you, dog.
Yeah.
That's
gave you, man.
Shannon was always big, though. Always loud. Always. He was always a character. Funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Sterling was chill. But yeah, if you go back and look at Sterling's numbers, all his
Sterling's
better,
the older brother, right?
Yeah. And his numbers were better than Rice. Like he was killing. Killing.
Did he make it to the Hall of Fame?
But he has the numbers. That's Shannon gets really mad about that. Like, my brother should be in there. But he only played,
was
I think,
he mad
it was like
before
7 years.
He got in?
Yeah, he's been pissed for years. Because he was just saying, my brother was the best receiver in the NFL for years. He just got hurt.
After he got hurt, he didn't come back, right?
No, that was it. That was done.
Him and Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Bo tried to come back.
He said, Bo tried to come back to football?
That hit was...
He just played... Yeah, he just kept playing baseball.
Bo didn't get hit, though, right? He just...
He was too big and powerful.
Yeah, they said his leg.
He
was so powerful.
His hit, he was running, and they tackled him from behind, but you couldn't stop it, and his hip just came out.
Because
you can't stop that kind of power.
That's
like,
crazy. Your legs just keep going.
Yeah, you can't.
That's crazy.
That's how fast and powerful he was running. Like, your body not... Like,
anyone else would it would have gave in.
He would have been fine,
yeah.
But you 200-something pounds running a 4.1, that's insane.
He had a cartoon, remember?
Yeah. Him, Jordan, and Gretzky.
Yeah. The Grizz.
Yeah. I used to watch that shit.
That shit was incredible.
Matter of fact,
baseball turned into a football.
Yeah.
I'll never forget an episode they was climbing on some kind of building. You know how like in New York or the fire escapes.
Yeah.
And Jordan was like, I'll go to the next level. He jumped to the fire escape.
That's low-key racist.
I was like, yo, this is hilarious.
What's it called? Pro Stars, right? We are
what
Pro
called.
Stars.
Oh, that what it's called?
I remember that. I
remember that.
It was all Pro three Stars. Of them, Gretzky.
Yeah.
Jordan,
and they would play different sports and be in different scenarios.
The right place.
Oh, you know this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you was always. You say,
Deion really watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really
I
watch
never
it
jumped
like
this
that.
Far in basketball.
Wait, should players that get injured still make it to the Hall of Fame? Like Penny Hardaway should make it to the Hall of Fame.
I mean, he got hurt. It's not his fault. Like Grant Hill only got in because he had to come back and like do other things.
Yeah, he sat out for how many years? Like 3 years, four years?
For a long time.
Pro Stars lasted for 13 episodes.
Yeah, that was it.
And Deion watched all 13.
Every episode.
All 13 episodes.
Yo, why Wayne Gretzky blonde, though?
Somebody said, turn this shit off.
You still have the VHS. You still popping in.
I thought it was dope, man.
Man, I remember that shit.
Let's be honest.
13.
Man.
I remember him jumping. That's all I remember. Yeah. I never jumped this far in basketball.
They made it like they was like Transformers. I remember Bo Jackson had like some
with the spikes.
Yeah, he had the.
Bo and Wayne played themselves.
Really?
They did their own voices.
That's why they failed.
Some white dude played Michael Jordan's.
No, it was a black dude named Dorian Harry.
Yeah, I know his face though. He's doing stuff.
That's crazy. That
time, yeah, I would have came in.
Mike didn't have time.
They were like, we got time. We left my hip at home. Let his voice work.
If I came in to see my kids watching that and Jordan jumped to the second floor, I'd be like,
bro, it was so funny.
Go read.
In the 90s, man, anybody could get a cartoon, man. Kid and Play
Kid
had a cartoon.
Had a cartoon. Everybody had.
MC Hammer had a cartoon.
Everybody had a cartoon.
But Hammer's cartoon was pretty dope.
What was it? Was it Hammer Time?
Yeah, I believe so.
I didn't watch none
Hammer
of them
Time. Yeah, it is cereal, too.
Now, that's a grand opening, grand closing.
Life with Louie. Like, everybody got a cartoon.
That was a good one.
I love Life with Louie. That shit was so funny.
I was going for a while, too.
It was funny, bro. Bobby's World.
Bobby's World, yeah.
Come on! That used to kill me, bro.
He had a little deep-ass voice.
I don't want to go. Come on. Let me tell you something.
I don't know if y'all remember this, but Wayne Heads. We had Wayne Heads.
Yeah. I watched Wayne Heads. Wayne Heads.
I've never saw Wayne Heads.
I still remember the song. The party's just begun.
Isn't it PJ and Jamal?
The 411 for fun.
Was it? C-Bear and Jamal.
C-Bear, yeah.
That was 13 episodes, too. Wayne Head was 13.
What was that? That was a Tone Loc's cartoon, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying you had to help out the argument.
He played the bear.
I don't.
Who, Tone Loc?
What is that one? It sounds familiar.
Tone Loc with the coldest voice in
probably
history.
Getting played last
in
13 episodes.
Everybody's getting one season of these.
We had one of those up in
Shut
here,
the
man.
Shit out.
CJ and the bear.
We can't market y'all.
I seen Tone Loc at a Juneteenth event, and when I say it, I was like, oh, I forgot. People do get old.
You saw who?
Tone Loc.
I saw him at the airport one time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it sounds creepy.
It
now
looks
you hear
bad,
song.
Or
yeah, well, it's all
no,
his voice
older.
Is. Yeah, I mean, it's older, but it's also is like his voice is like, you know, that very deep, defying voice. But now it's like
he talks a little slurred too. I watched the interview he did.
Did something happen
on YouTube? It just sounds
like he's a
not
smoker.
Really strokish, but just like.
Cigarette.
It was something like it was a difference in his voice. I was just like, oh, okay. I hear it with Dame Dash too.
Oh, really?
Dame Dash be sounding a little different vocally,
not like the DOC, but like something different.
No, like a slurred, like
it could be a stroke, like a Bill palsy.
But dudes be having.
You hear with Dame? I don't hear with Dame.
Dude, I don't hear it.
Like listen to him in his latest interviews with like Math Hoffa and stuff like that. It's
he
like
has a little lisp.
It's something in there that sounds like this when he's talking.
Oh, it might be spitting
from.
Yeah,
because he didn't have that before.
Right.
So
right.
Now it's just like
this. Also, this coming from me. Last time seeing Tone Loc from Ace and Ventura. So it was like when I see him, I was like, oh.
That's what I seen him was Blank Check.
That movie was good. Underrated.
Movie's ridiculous. Yeah, I gotta go watch that and see if it holds up.
I was wishing I was that kid.
Paul
like,
Giamatti
what?
Was in there, right?
Yeah.
That movie.
Hammer
was
Man
ridiculous.
Lasted 13 episodes.
Hammer
These
Man
cartoons wouldn't last.
Yeah.
Nah. Was. You won and done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Urkel had one cartoon too.
Yeah. Who? Urkel. He had a doll.
Mm-hmm.
He had a cereal. Urkelos.
Yeah, Urkel had the doll. You pull the string.
Did I do that? You're like, God damn it.
I was asking this last night when I was live streaming. Is Macaulay Culkin the greatest kid star ever?
Nah.
Are we
Gary
talking about,
Coleman.
Are we talking about actors?
Just or, in terms of impact.
I definitely can't put Gary Coleman on his level.
Nah.
Well, he wasn't around during that time. Coleman used to have an after-school special on every goddamn month. Plus, he had a doll.
Gary Coleman is up there.
He was the first to do it.
I mean,
I don't know longevity. If he was first to do.
Are we talking about Rodney Allen Rippey was, huh? But
because
just impact and like
what about Bow Wow?
Well, he wasn't an actor. I mean,
he was a child star.
But... I mean, Bow Wow movies didn't hit.
It's not about like... movies. It's about him being an impact.
You have to look.
Bow Wow was everywhere.
Look and see how he was.
I mean, Bow Wow was killing.
Yeah, because he was killing.
But was it the wave of a Urkel or a Jahlil White or a Macaulay Culkin? I don't know.
Well, they also came around.
I put Jahlil over Bow Wow.
You are out of control.
No, he's not. At that time, he was everywhere.
Well, it was a
spurt. He had a dance, a doll, cereal, TV. Like he was.
I would say 10 years. He
didn't make it to movies.
No. That's the thing. That's the only thing. Like with Jahlil, it was just Urkel.
Well, neither did Gary Coleman. He didn't make it to movies.
Gary
either.
Coleman had a gang of movies.
He didn't
look
make
him
it.
Up. You have to look at.
He's
up.
In movies, but he don't have no big movie. Name a movie.
If you can't,
he was the little boy in the train. Well, it was in the 80s.
It don't matter.
Yeah, but we're talking about impact. If you big, we gonna know the movie.
Yeah.
But Macaulay Culkin had
that came out in 82.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin had his own movies, and then he did the dramatic jump in Good Son. And
he didn't have any TV though.
He didn't have.
No, I think both have
movies is usually the goal.
And then like, he only actors. Had like.
I think Jahlil, we call him Urkel, lets me know that his character was bigger than his name.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Macaulay Culkin had a brand for like good 10 years.
On his name.
So let me ask a question then. Are we talking about longevity too? Because then you have to throw Keenan and Kel in there.
What
because Kel is still here. Keenan is still here.
They're working, but they didn't like.
Yeah, it wasn't. They can't. Keenan can't open a film on his own. And it'd be a box office success. Like Macaulay Culkin came in, it was like when I remember he was getting paid $1 million. That was like a big thing for a kid to be like, because he was a kid.
He had like a 5-6 year run.
Yeah, because it was like he did Home Alone, Home Alone Two,
he did My Girl,
he did My Girl, he did Richie Rich, he did The Page Master.
That's it. I don't even remember.
You can stop right there.
It was just like
you can stop right there. That's it.
Now that's a good run. He tapered off. Yeah, of course, but it was like,
but then he was on TV with Michael Jackson every other week.
Yeah,
he was killing.
So I feel like, and that movie was huge.
He took Bubbles' job
with his face on it.
Probably, yeah, he probably was.
He was all of his movies.
He was the lead in a movie that huge. So it was just like, I feel like I ain't seen nothing like that before or since.
And the lead, he was a lead in Good Son.
Yeah.
Lead in Richie Rich.
He was supporting in My Girl, though, but they made sure they put him in the mix to to get the box office.
Oh, the girl was the lead?
The girl is the lead, for sure.
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Supporting. Anna Skumsky or something.
Wow, her name is crazy.
Yeah. It's me.
It's Tony. It's Tony.
No actors.
Yeah.
But like, and Dan Aykroyd was the dad, but it was about her.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But he was a supporter, so it was like, and Macaulay Culkin, though, and put him on the poster. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody said Olsen Twins.
The Olsen Twins came up last night. Yeah. They kept saying the Olsen Twins, but I feel like with the Olsen Twins, the show Full House was big in itself.
Right,
but they did all their stuff. They did all their stuff after though.
But it was like they were doing stuff straight to video. It was like for the kids. If you was grown, you really didn't know what was going on. I was a teenager, didn't know the name of their movies. I just knew they were making a bunch of
straight to tape
movies for the kids.
Yeah,
Macaulay Culkin, he was unavoidable.
And then Olsen Twins didn't have anything box office in the theaters, right?
They had a movie called It Takes Two.
Yeah,
modest box office. It wasn't nothing. It wasn't breaking records like Home Alone.
I don't think Home Alone was bigger than Macaulay, bro.
I'm sticking behind Bow Wow, man.
I'm sticking behind Gary Bow Wow was huge, though.
Because it's not our generation. I think
Bow Wow was
huge.
If you ask like a girl who's 10 years younger than us about who was the biggest star,
Bow Wow was huge.
He was huge.
Like for a long time.
And he had movies. And like Mike did, 50 million in the box office.
It's true.
So what else did he have besides Like Mike?
He was in Fast and Furious. Well, this is older.
Roll Bounce.
So he was in Roll Bounce. He was a little bit older than
I'm trying to make a
kid. The kid
Bow Wow, like Mike. And then he was in something else when he was little. But he wasn't the lead, though.
In Carmen, the hip opera.
All About the Benjamins. He had a cameo in that.
He wasn't All About the
All About the Benjamins as a kid.
But that's why I can't put him in front of Macaulay, because it's like
Macaulay had several box office movies.
Well, he had a chunk, though. It was like 6 movies that's fire.
But they weren't hits.
I'm talking about Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But yeah, the lead in all
but
of those.
After that,
movies.
It kind of tapered down.
Oh, for sure.
Well, he said he's the biggest child star.
Child.
Like yes, at that same. Moment. So.
Not talk longevity.
No, not longevity.
Biggest impact.
Child star.
Child star.
Yeah.
I
would have
to say and of course, Coleman. Shirley Temple going to be in the mix, but that's way before my time. Mm-hmm. So I can't really speak on Shirley right. Temple's impact, but I know she was killing back then.
Mm-hmm. It's been 40 years since Gary Coleman.
Yeah. Oh, Raven
and everybody
Simone.
Still remembers Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman was huge.
Yeah,
Raven was Raven and Webster and Emmanuel Lewis.
But Raven didn't go box movies, right?
Raven Simone.
She was in movies.
Cheetah Girls.
Was Cheetah Girls was huge.
Was big.
Like humongous.
She was in. What was that movie? She was in. Well, she was older then.
Doctor Doolittle.
She was a
Doctor
kid.
Doolittle. She was older.
She was older with Cheetah Girls too, right?
Yeah, she was. Mm-hmm. They were 3LW.
When she was a kid, she wasn't like.
Yeah, she was Cosby Show.
She wasn't leading.
The Cosby Show.
She wasn't leading none of this stuff.
The Cosby Show was big on its own.
And she was older on Hang with Mr. Cooper, right?
Yeah.
No.
But she was still young.
She was little.
She was still young. Yeah. But that show was already thriving.
Without, she came on. Yeah.
I hate the definition of lead actor and co-lead because it's not, it usually comes down to, because if you describe who is the lead of this movie, it's usually like, who is the bigger name? Like, even though the story could be about this person is a bigger artist. So if they get best actor, this person gets the lead, like Collateral. Mm. The movie's about Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
It opens up with him. It ends with him. But since Tom Cruise was the bigger name,
right,
he got best actor, and Jamie Foxx got
best supporting.
Supporting.
Yeah.
Like Training Day. The movie's about
Ethan.
Yeah.
It opens up with his girlfriend, his wife,
yeah.
You know, but Denzel got the best actor award.
Right.
Because he's the bigger name. Yeah. So I hate that how that works.
Well, he's a better actor. Does it relegate to screen time?
I just think it's a bigger name.
Yeah.
It depends.
Doesn't depend on what they do in the film.
Yeah, because it's not like Denzel gets a lot of screen time.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
So those two examples are tough because
it was kind of equal.
Yeah, it's like even though, you know, they might open with Jamie or they might open with Ethan, it's about Ethan's day.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, you know, Denzel's presence in that.
He made
crucial.
The day.
Yeah. He's the guy.
It's like crucial. So it's like, those, and Tom Cruise was crucial in Collateral because he's the assassin. That's the whole point of the story.
Right, right.
And so those are tough calls.
It's low-key about Tom Cruise.
Really?
I mean.
What do we know about Tom Cruise?
You're right. It's about Jamie, but. The whole day started when Tom Cruise got in that cab.
Yeah. Hit the assassin story drives the story. Yeah. Not just Jamie Foxx with dreams of becoming something bigger. It's the reason we're all here. This assassin needs to be carted around in the cab.
Right. But if you describe the stories, you're going to start with Ethan.
Right. Yeah, we're not disputing that.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Right.
But it's like those examples, they should be the lead actors because, you know, mm-hmm. they are still the driving point of the story. Even with Training Day, who's training him?
Right.
Denzel is the trainer. Right. So it's just like.
He's in the title.
But if they reverse their roles, do you think it'll still have been.
Who getting top billing?
Mm-hmm. If they literally switch roles.
Top billing goes to who's bringing the asses to
the box office.
Because we just watched Soul Food last night. Mm-hmm. And we were like, who is the lead of this movie? And when you look at the poster, because we were like, who was hot at that time? Uh-huh. And when you look at the poster. Vanessa Williams' picture is the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And through the credits, she's listed first. So she is.
Did she get the most screen time?
Well, that's it's so even.
Spread out on us.
Oh, okay, it's so, yeah. But her, at that time, she was the person that was pushing everybody else's pictures smaller.
They didn't give it to the little boy. What's his name, Brandon?
Oh, no. I can't give it to the little boy.
He was
great in it, but he's not. He's not
and he was the one that was narrating, but the biggest name, the biggest name at that time was Vanessa Williams. So that's why her picture's the biggest. She's leaded first. She's like she was because Nia wasn't popping like that yet.
Not yet, yeah.
And then Vivica wasn't either. And then everybody else.
Vivica was picking up steam.
Yeah, they were all going, but Vanessa Williams was already
had the
Vanessa
singing
Williams.
Popping.
Yeah,
just like
she already had a long career. She was coming off the Eraser, so she
was the person. But we were trying to figure it out.
Bad Boys 1, the names were.
They did switch. Martin was first in the first one, then they switched. It's Will Smith.
Martin was first in Bad Boys 1. The Bad Boys 2, they was like, yeah.
It goes in the deal.
They did switch that. I'm like, y'all had to switch that. Y'all could have kept it the way. Because we don't care.
Right, right.
We don't.
We really don't.
Martin was bigger than Will with Bad Boys 1?
Hell yes.
Yeah,
on Bad Boys 1?
It wasn't necessarily that he was bigger. It was just.
He had more box office at that time.
Because
what did he have out before Bad Boys 1, movie-wise?
So he was in Boomerang.
Talking Dirty After Dark.
He was in Talking Dirty After Dark. Didn't do nothing.
Yeah. He was in House Party.
So he was in. So he had House Party 1 and 2. What did I just say?
Boomerang.
Def Jam.
Def Comedy Jam and Martin. That's what he had.
He had the show, Martin Show.
The Martin Show.
Will had Will the music
Smith
stuff.
Had Made in America, 6 Degrees of Separation.
He had the big
Fresh Prince.
Wait, he had the big alien one.
No, that came out after.
That was the next summer. So
they were kind of interchangeable at that time.
They were kind of matter if you think about it, because they both had hit TV shows that they were the lead on. They both had supporting roles in hit movies.
And Will had a Grammy by that time already.
Yeah,
right.
And really, Will was bigger.
Low-key. Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
He had Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Did he have the one where he played Ghetto Buck?
Huh?
Did he have the one where he played Ghetto Buck?
Ghetto Buck.
That was his character's name. The one with the Jay-Z Diamond song.
Wait, who?
He had the sweatsuit on with
Will or Martin?
Martin.
Blue Streak?
Blue Streak.
That came out later.
No, Blue Streak was after. Yeah, like 99 or something like that.
That's when I started kind of.
So yeah, they switched it though.
Yeah,
and Bad Boys too. Would you say
people what get happened? Mad at me for that? But I'd be like, I kinda.
I wonder if it's something they had a combo about.
Heroes, man.
Yeah, I said that's when I kind of checked out.
Like, well, you can start
Blue Streak.
Oh, yeah. You can start to see like what's happening here. Yeah. Like that spark is going away.
He's gonna
like,
do a dance.
Blue Streak was funny, bro.
It's funny.
That's solid.
But you start to kind of like it's not my favorite.
Big Mamas, then I was like,
I'll give you the Big Mamas, but Blue Streak, I was like,
it started to kind of.
And then he was,
and I did kind of like the changing. What's the one where he was a knight? Dark Knight. I would laugh at that, but I bet if I went back and watched it,
Dark Blue Streak,
National Security was hilarious.
Black Knight,
Dark
Knight, Dark Knight,
Black Knight, something like that.
Black Knight, the Black Knight.
National Security.
That made me laugh.
Was forgettable.
It has its tracks
and
on
then,
it.
What's the worst that can happen?
What's the worst? I didn't even see that.
Rebound.
Yet. Rebound. Tank.
No, you just
Roscoe Jenkins
with Tim Robbins. The worst that can happen.
No, that's nothing to lose.
That was great. That was great.
You're right.
I've never seen that.
So what I'm saying is like I started to see my hero.
Nothing to lose is great.
Like I was like, what's happening either with the script or with him? I was like, what's happening? I wasn't out loud saying anything.
Danny DeVito?
No, Martin.
Yeah, he's just talking about Martin in general.
Okay. I was like, he picking the wrong movies?
It was that.
It was just like, what's
he's
happening
taking them
here?
Checks.
It was the scripts. It was the scripts.
Dude, and then his mental state. He was
nah, they were like,
that
we giving you
his
mental state.
You can see his energy change all throughout.
I hate watching Martin now because I'm like, he can never do this again. Like, I just like the energy, the characters. I'm like,
yeah.
Like I remember he was on like Jimmy Kimmel or something. It was like he said, Oh, I said Jerome in the house.
No, it just has to be the right role and Martin Deon will Cole. Kill it.
He had a stroke.
Martin will kill it.
I didn't say that. I don't know that. No, you telling his business. I didn't know that.
Wait, what?
Didn't Martin have a stroke?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not private business.
He was in the coma.
Did you know that?
He was in the coma. That's what I said.
Yeah.
His health affected his
business. You over here doing it.
Nah, you were trying to get... Craig was like, I put his business out. That was public.
No, it was public.
That was public.
Yeah, I was saying that as in like he stood my head.
And you were making fun of him.
But I'm not gonna clown him. I was just like, I'm.
In his stand-up special, he told he had a breakdown. He had a solid breakdown. And Run Tell That. He was like, I had a breakdown, and I was in the middle of
breakdown
Hollywood.
Breakdown is two different things.
He had the gun.
Yeah,
that
was
one.
I know
that
was
waving the gun.
Yeah, had nothing to do with the stroke.
And then he had another one. No, he had a stroke when he was jogging. He had on.
I know he passed out with that.
They said it was dehydration, but he was in a coma with that. Mm. And so so I think ever since then he's been a little different.
I thought you said
different.
I was smoking that ooh-wee.
He did say that.
Yeah.
In the stand-up. So I thought I didn't want to,
I don't know if he had a stroke. I know he passed out.
Nah, it was more than passed out.
Yeah.
He was out of here.
But the right role, that. Martin still has it that he could bring it to life.
From what I was told, and I haven't been on set with him, but from what I told, he has the muscle memory. When they say action, he kicks back in. Mm. And it's just when they say cut, it's but they said when it's and they say action,
they counted him out before Life, and then he did Life, and everybody's like, Martin.
They said it's just
he was
just
counting
a,
out then.
I don't think it was counting out yet.
In 99,
I don't think that was after Martin and all that.
I mean,
and
it was after all that stuff. Yeah, it was after all that stuff.
He did Life
because Blue Streak was a hit, and that was right there with Life in terms of
Life. I didn't see any slowdown in Life.
Me either.
No, it's just
but they said action.
Different
we don't know what happened when they said cut.
Yeah,
Now, life, in the Martin reunion,
life to me is one of the best comedies ever.
Oh, my God.
Don't move the mic. Feel like I said, he was a straight man in that, so he, you know,
Martin straight
be
is
different.
Hilarious, bro.
Martin as a straight man.
I'm not doing this.
It's a wild concept, but he was. He was the tight ass in that duo.
I'm not.
But then when he got older, they kind of switched.
Wait, when he ran to get that pie?
Oh, my God. When he got older, Martin was killing. When he was old, when he stopped caring, when he was just like, man, fuck it. I'm going to get that pie. That opened up a new old Martin. Just like, fuck this.
The run was about shit.
That run
was funny. They was just pissed as old people. Oh, come on. Don't nobody want to see that shit.
Man.
They were just pissed.
I love it. But yeah, Blue Streak was like 98, 99, and Life was 99.
How did Life do in the box office?
It only did like 60-something.
Because he knows? Or because
I want to know.
He know I hate Life, man.
You hate Life? Life?
You kept trying to get me to talk about it.
You hate Life?
What?
Why do you hate Life?
How?
Wait, hold on. We got to do the ad. We got to do an ad.
Oh, let me first. Sorry.
Let's talk about
my first?
We going to get back to you, man.
You wow!
He got to remind
despicable.
Me.
I need to hear this.
Yeah,
and don't come with it. Just didn't resonate.
No,
I need details.
No, I got you.
There's so many quotes in that, man.
Nah, yeah, you tripping, bro. You need to eat.
It's still funny.
You just hungry.
His glasses
got funny over time,
right?
Yeah, Deion glasses fogging up.
Let's do this ad. Eat stress free this spring with Factor's delicious. Let me fit this on. Delicious, ready-to-eat meals. We were talking like Dame Dash. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is crafted with a dietitian and approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Mm.
Also discover more than 60 add-ons each week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, beverages to help you stay fueled throughout the day. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up with your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals in 2 minutes. I make mine on the skillet. I'm going to be warming mine up in the microwave. I make it on the skillet. It tastes better.
I don't like the microwave,
yeah,
man.
I don't even have one.
Make your food wet.
It tastes better. And they protein shakes be good.
Yeah.
No fuss, no meals, no. It's just no prep. You just eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simple heat and savor the good stuff. Did I say savor? Savor the good stuff. When we're celebrating Earth Day all month long.
Yes.
So looking out for Earth Month Eats. Badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/issues50. And use the code issues50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. So use the code issues50 at factormeals.com/issues50 and get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box.
Yeah. Get it off that box.
Yeah.
Get in on this.
Got to be a damn fool not to get that deal.
Got
to be a damn Deion not to get that deal.
I'm going to let y'all do your own argument without talking about the comedic parts.
What do you mean?
Listen.
This is a comedy.
This is a comedy.
Hear him out. Hear him out.
What is the synopsis of the movie? This is a comedy. Go for it.
It's about people wrongfully accused and
stop right
life
there,
in prison.
Nigga. Damn.
It's sad, for sure.
Damn.
Okay. It's sad.
It's called life.
This still happens.
Uh-huh. It does.
This touches on a lot of people's lives.
And it's not funny.
It's not funny. Keep going.
Okay.
But that's it.
This is a comedy.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
And they serve life sentences.
Until they get absolved of their crime?
When did they get out?
When they were mad old.
Yeah. Nigga, when did they get out? How did they get out? By justice?
No,
they broke out. They're still fugitives.
So you're looking for...
Listen. It hurt to see this.
What part hurt?
The fact that it wasn't like they were like, they got arrested for doing something they weren't supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. They got wrongfully accused. So the whole time I'm like, this movie has to be when they break out of something. Mm-hmm. They did not break out.
So you couldn't get over...
It's called life.
Listen.
Yeah.
The movie
they got
had
life.
Funny scenes, a bunch of funny scenes, but has...
I'm hearing you out, Deion.
Everything in the movie is hilarious. But I was like, this is kind of tragic. This still happens. A lot of black people still get wrongfully accused.
So did you laugh?
I laughed at the everything. So they got wrongfully accused. A bunch of funny scenes happened right here.
Did you laugh before they got wrongfully accused?
Sure. So then, it's a funny movie, yes.
Did you feel for the character?
But at the same time, yeah. Listen.
He's making a solid movie.
Did you feel for the character?
What is the point of a comedy?
No, where he's talking about the tragic.
But what is the tragic of a comedy?
Yeah. To make you laugh.
We get on stage and talk about dark shit all the time.
If it's funny, Jeffrey Dahmer a movie, and it was like, hey, this is the fun part about it. Look, y'all don't realize that, you know, women taste like lunch meat the whole time.
You're saying, Deion, it really wasn't a win.
And it's like if I made Schiller's List,
well, they
at
did
comedy,
Santa Clarita
like,
Diet,
this can actually happen. It's like, yeah, it can happen. Like, this is a dark time for some people.
That's
Santa Clarita
comedy, bro. We literally do this for a living.
Mind you, this is two major juggernaut comedians.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy and Martin. Two powerful people. Never worked together. I said, this movie will boomerang. This is about to be groundbreaking. I want to see humor. They both got character development. They both do characters. I want to see that. They did it, but I was like, this is kind of...
But it was a powerful story that they could actually delve into their emotional side and do comedy. It's something that you could feel for them throughout the whole thing, and there was comedic moments through the characters, not necessarily the situation. It was the characters in there that helped drive the comedy. Okay. For everybody from Can't Get Right to Bernie Mac to Can I Eat Your Cornbread, the bully.
Listen,
all the way through.
Listen, all the funny scenes you guys are talking about had nothing to
because
do with the story.
Friday was about two dudes about to get killed all day.
Had nothing to do. Listen,
which is a popular story.
Listen, all the funny scenes.
Yeah, do you like Friday?
All the hold on, I got. Let me get.
He just made a hell of a point.
Wait,
all
the
funny scenes.
He said Friday's about two niggas up to get killed all day, and we.
And they owe some dope dealers.
Did you see JoJo Rabbit?
Oh, we changed. Now we're doing this tit for tat.
No, because your argument, if you're going
to,
is your argument because it was dark. Well, there's
a
lot of dark. Yeah, bro, that doesn't make sense.
I got you.
Did you see?
I haven't seen JoJo Rabbit.
Did you see the Quentin Tarantino joint?
Which one?
With Brad Pitt and them, they was killing Nazis.
Inglourious Basterds.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I don't really remember.
I don't really remember it either.
Yeah,
I like it. It was good.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, listen. When I say what's funny about the movie, everyone says little parts of the movie, and I promise you, those little parts are just sketches. As in, like, those are just scenes in a movie. As in, like, the cornbread scene, you could take that part out. The movie can still move forward. The who want to read the letter, funny-ass scene. Who want to read the letter next? You take the scene out, that movie can still go. All these little sketches in the movie, you can take it out, and the movie can still flow.
So if you change the ending and how they get out.
Whoa, what happened to your voice?
If you change the ending and how they get out.
Flim.
If you change the ending and how they get out, is it a better movie to you?
This is what I wish. They got wrongfully accused. And then things happen, and then the whole time, this would have been better. If all those little sketches, all the funny scenes everybody talk about, it was a little piece, a nugget that will help them escape. So it was all these scenes are connected. So they figure out a way to find a way to escape properly. But all these scenes
properly.
I mean, as in, like, it's like, or they figure out a way to solve their own crime or something.
Most comedies
know.
Are based off of drama. If you think of I'ma Get You Sucker,
I do a tip
he came home, his brother died, and he
no,
had
because
to go.
Your whole argument is tipped. It's just a picky ass. It's just picky as hell.
No, listen. Tell me the funny scene of all the movie life. I promise you, take that scene out. The movie can still flow.
Yeah.
You can say
so that means it's a good movie.
Y'all not even answering the question. I keep saying, but what
What's
about?
The question?
Y'all keep
no,
what
are
about?
Your question?
What'd you ask us?
Take out a scene, the funniest scene in the movie,
mm-hmm.
And I promise you the movie life can still work.
Okay.
Because
okay.
We agree. Because
but you're the one saying it's a bad movie.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I say it's a tragic movie.
You say I hate life. That's what got us.
No, because people put life on this pedestal of like it's the greatest comedy ever. Now,
it's funny.
It's a funny movie.
That's what comedy is.
It's a
nigga.
Funny movie, but it's like you go back and watch again. It's like this
if
movie.
You, if
is
you
the
really
same with
we
Boomerang.
Did go back
Boomerang
and watch it again. I'm dying.
A player that falls in love with a girl that ends up being a player just like him, and he ends up heartbroken until he finds love while he's heartbroken.
Is that depressing?
A lot of comedies. A lot of comedies are rooted in like some sad shit. Like look at Trading Places. That shit was sad. You know what I'm saying? Praying on the dichotomy of racism.
I wish you would understand
what I'm trying to say. I understand. It
just
sucks.
Don't make
it. Yeah,
it
don't make it. But that really happens to people. I watched it the first time. I watched it. I was like,
you started strong, Deion.
Wait, what's your favorite comedy?
Yeah, but because so many comedies are dark, we just don't.
So I can see if it's some drama.
Yeah, it's just not consistent or even so
much. We'd have to eliminate a lot of movies.
Yeah. He just dropped his top five. I'm trying to remember what song.
I hate y'all niggas.
What's your top? What's his top?
I'm trying to remember what's on there.
Friday.
No. So,
tragic.
So tragic.
So
they were really trying
something
to kill
something that happens in the hood
and
all the time.
People get killed in the hood all the time.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Over drugs.
If you want to get to the nitty gritty of most things in life.
So Shawshank, yeah, pretty much. It,
did you like Shawshank Redemption?
Life is Shawshank Redemption.
Did you like
it? Essentially.
Shawshank Redemption is a great movie.
Did you like it?
Yeah, but it's not a comedy.
It won Oscars, yeah.
So you like it because it was serious. Like,
well,
yeah,
it's the genre of people's.
Serious.
Listen, I like the movie, but I hate that people keep saying it's the greatest comedy ever.
I don't think no one says that.
Yeah.
Greatest comedy.
I just said it with my full chest.
It's,
it's
your favorite.
But so,
it's
much.
It's Tony's, but I don't hear a lot
he
of people.
One of.
Oh, if
it's
we're
one
supposed
of the
to,
funniest comedies.
Yeah, if it's supposed to make us laugh, that's what it did.
But a lot of comedies are based off
dramatic
situations.
So list all your favorites.
Life is getting better with time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So list
no
your favorites.
No pun intended on the time, but like.
So you said Friday, which Craig just said is tragic. Yeah. So what else
what
comedy
else
do you like?
Another one he had.
I liked Bridesmaids.
Okay.
Also have an argument about, you can probably chime me on this. Don't Be Menace was a movie I had in my top five. But I said.
Oh, that's in your top five? Hood trauma and making fun of it? Boys in the Hood, people was really dying in the Hood.
Don't Be a Menace still stand up if all those parodies was away?
Yes, because most of the people that seen Don't Be a Menace, a large part of the people that seen Don't Be a Menace, didn't see the other movies until after. Then they went and checked out the other movies.
Yeah, movies be funny. If it's just funny, because like Not Another Teen Movie, I hadn't seen half those and I was dying. Right. Then when I went back and watched them, it just made the movie even more funny.
Yeah. You watch
when
Airplane,
I saw they making fun of.
If you watch
Airplane,
you didn't see none of those old Airplane movies.
Right.
The movie was just...
Funny
alone. I hate DC did this to me.
I didn't even know that.
Well, you just didn't come.
Well, it's not because listen,
consistent
listen,
enough.
When I first
wait, when did we talk
this
about
this? Is like
Dion?
your last music. What was it? The song he didn't like and it made no sense.
Dia?
Yeah.
Oh, the Lil Wayne line.
Yeah. You just be looking for something.
G and lasagna.
Yeah.
You just be silent like the G's
listen,
and lasagna.
Real G's move in silence. Stop right there.
Are we doing this again?
Again.
You just don't be...
When you say like, it needs to fit perfectly with that.
Oh, here we go.
That's it, dude.
You just be nitpicking. You're just a nitpicker.
You like,
we
don't
gave
be
you
a
the
menace,
floor.
Though.
And that's rooted
that's
in
trauma,
black trauma.
Yeah.
Are we
Star
all going to agree?
With the murder.
Are we in NBC? We all going to agree on these? We Fox News? We all got to agree on the same stuff?
No.
Come on, man.
We just be... Yeah,
just we
don't
just
be making
hear
no
you
sense.
Out.
And it's inconsistent.
I talk about losing my son on stage.
He gets laughs.
I mean,
that's trauma.
That's
the best comedy comes from dark
personal drama.
Dark
that's what I get. I guess that's what's throwing me off the most is he does stand up and he
yeah,
knows.
No.
Traumatic?
No,
bits,
man. Listen,
you killed
listen.
A dog, Deion.
Listen,
that shit was hilarious.
With your child
and
in
drove
the car.
Off.
It drove off. That's so traumatic.
You killed a dog.
Listen, it,
hey, man.
And drove off.
And I'll do it again. And I'll do it again.
With a 10-year-old
you
man chasing
the car.
Yeah.
And I'll do it again. Y'all know that Life is written by a white man? Y'all know Life was directed by a white man? And y'all laughing at this? Y'all want this?
Oh, now we militant.
Huh?
That was a better angle.
There you go.
You should have came with that angle. That was a better angle. You should have led with that.
It's wrote by two white men
you
and directed by a white
that.
Man.
Huh?
How y'all
that.
Feel about that?
Yeah, you should have led with that.
Black oppression wars.
Should have opened up with that.
They're exploiting us.
Yeah.
You with that.
I knew you'd be laughing at their movie.
Dude, it's funny.
But that's the point.
Serve this
dude,
purpose.
Yeah. Dude, it's like this. I'm not gonna say somebody's name. It's like somebody saying, "Hey, you know who funny? John Smith is funny." And you be like, "I mean, he's like an open micer." He's like, "No, he's the greatest comedian ever." And it's like, okay, he's funny, but you're doing too much. Mm. That's how I felt about Life. People are like, "Come on, man." So I hate to have to keep doing this.
How many times you seen it?
I seen it like three times.
when I'm with him on that. When I think of my favorite funniest movie, I don't put Life right there. I go to Friday first. I got Friday over Life, but I don't go to Life like.
That's what I'm saying. I don't not like the movie, but people as like I had to like, why don't I like it? I was like, oh, that's right. This happened. So I was like, I can't believe that people keep like, this is life. And I was like, let's break this movie down.
Funny. People just want
something about Mary was funnier than Life.
Something about Mary is hilarious.
That's one of my favorite comedies. Yeah,
it's funny
but
shit.
But most comedies have about 20 memorable moments, and Life has more than that. Some of the best comedies.
Life is hilarious.
Something about Mary has more than 20.
Yeah, okay.
There's something about Mary is up there.
Okay.
Top 5 Eddie Murphy movies. Is it in your top 5?
Oh shit!
I go say Nutty Professor.
Let me see. I got Bowfinger. Yeah. Bowfinger's my favorite.
Bowfinger's my favorite. Eddie Murphy.
Me too, bro. Yeah. That's my favorite. That shit's so funny.
That's your favorite, Eddie Murphy.
Man, that movie's so funny. Yeah.
That's number one.
That's my number one.
Yeah,
Coming to America is my number one Eddie Murphy movie.
You said who?
Coming to America.
That's fair.
That's my number one.
So it's in my top 5 as well.
Oh, Harlem
I got Vampire Brooklyn up there.
Harlem Nights is in my top 5.
Vampire Brooklyn was funny.
I'm not putting
Vampire
that above
Life. Oh, man.
I didn't say above Life. Yeah, I said, but Vampire Brooklyn is. Yeah. I don't have Life as like.
Nutty, push that shit down.
Wait, Nutty Professor got to be in
push
there.
Push Life down.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not putting Vampire. Hell no.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying what I think is funny.
No.
But a lot of people thought Bowfinger was a flop.
Boomerang, yeah.
I got Boomerang. Yeah, Boomerang for sure. Coming to America.
I'll put Dream Girls over Life.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, it's a different
push
kind of movie.
That movie all the way down. I gotta put Life down to
that's
like
what I'm saying. Tony Eddie got some things that are that might be funnier
he's
than
been
Life.
Working for 30 years. I'm not,
Coming to America is his magnum opus to me.
Okay.
Yeah. In terms of you know, I love 48 Hours though. I know a lot of people don't.
I like
put
Beverly
that up
Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
48 Hours. Yeah.
Damn, Eddie got some shit.
Eddie is unprecedented.
Come on,
Eddie's running.
I'm laughing all day at Norbit.
A lot of people slept on Norbit.
Like Norbit's funny, bro.
Yeah, Norbit's
I
slept
on Norbit.
You slept
funny.
On Norbit?
I slept covered up 3 hours of sleep.
It was funny.
I slept good.
I loved it.
It was funny.
Covered up, 2 blankets.
Thank you.
The undersheet.
Hold on.
But see, Eddie was.
I had a shower cap on. I had the little joint women be wearing.
The bonnet
tuck. I had a pacifier in my mouth.
See, but Eddie would do a big hit movie, then he'd do a movie for the black people. He'd do 48 Hours, then he'll come do a Coming to America.
But I felt.
Beverly Hills Cop.
I feel like Tony.
Ooh, Golden
when
Child.
It came to Norbit at first.
Golden Child's good.
Nah, that
it's
one.
Good.
That's below Golden Norbit Child. To me.
I don't, yeah.
No.
Golden Child, I don't.
They had a couple laughs.
No, I just want some chips.
Can I have the knife?
I want the knife, please.
Norbit was funny, man.
I put Dr. Doolittle over Life.
Nah,
I just rewatched that. It's
come on, man.
It's cutesy, Eddie Murphy.
Because like I love Daddy Daycare, but it's you know it's
yeah,
it's
I wouldn't mention
not over Life.
I'm just gonna see. I'm seeing people in the comment section.
I
want to keep pushing Life down as far as Eddie Murphy's greatest movie because it's like
it's up there.
It's funny, you get a vendetta because this is
well.
Sad
listen,
backdrop.
I do not.
You do.
That's what
John
you just
Smith
said.
Is the funniest comedian ever. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Y'all be like, I mean,
but
I've
you
seen
you want to push it down because people are overhyping it in
right.
your opinion, so you want to push it down. But ultimately,
it did
pound
its job.
For pound,
it didn't hit me.
It's joke count.
Pound
is
for
up
pound.
There.
Life is easily one of his funniest movies.
Just off
pound
the joke
pound,
count.
Just on the joke count.
It's funny.
Real.
And everybody got off.
It's funny.
Everybody, the ensemble, it was just like, it was firing on all cylinders.
It's funny.
It didn't feel like they were trying to make us laugh. And that's the comedy I gravitate towards. Like, once I feel you forcing it, Norbit is a force.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, all right, man.
Let me ask you this, though. All the funny scenes of Life, if I take them out, right? Will they work on their own?
It still be a good movie, yeah.
No. By itself, not even about the movie. Like it's 12 sketches. And I took that out and say, hey, I put it on YouTube. This will work as is. Nobody needs to be like, where is this movie from? This is a sketch by itself, right? From beginning, it has beginning, middle, end.
So how's that bad?
It's not bad. What I'm saying is it's an opening, a bunch of sketches. And then it ends.
That's
These sketches are hilarious.
No, there's a bunch of movie points in it
Isn't that what movies is, though? Just a bunch of sketches
put together? You just said it's just like Shawshank Redemption.
I don't know.
But with funny sketches in it. It's the same movie as Shawshank.
So Bridesmaids, when they shitting in the sink, you can take that out.
Yeah,
the
movie still goes. But it was about her wedding dress, though.
Yeah, but they had a
movie about that. But it was literally her. It was the process of her getting her wedding dress.
Okay.
This is moving the story forward. She's on her way to get her dress filled. I mean,
but you can take the
it's her preparing
you can
for
take
her wedding,
them having the shits out of it.
But it's about her process of getting married.
Yeah, for sure. That's the storyline. Mm-hmm.
What
of
I'm
the
saying
movie.
Is the cornbread line. You'll eat your cornbread in the fight. You can take that out and put it on YouTube, and it works as is.
So, yeah. So
nobody's
going to
be like,
"Where's
this movie from?" It can work as is.
So does eating spicy food.
So does
and not making it across
the
street.
Yeah. I don't,
you got
the shits. I think y'all are not listening.
It
to
worked.
What I'm saying.
I don't know, I think it just really.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what,
it worked. In
we all know what sketches are. We all know what sketches are. People post sketches online. A minute and a half. We watch the sketch. We're not like, "Where's the rest of the movie at?" I want to see the rest of the movie. It works as is.
Yeah, most funny scenes are sketch in the movie.
Dion, you got the chat.
Bridesmaid, that airline where she's drunk, stove, and all. That's a sketch.
They're on their way to a destination for the movie.
But there's still
but each scene.
The chat wants to find you, Dion. The chat wants us to put your information out there and find you. But if we do, we're going to protect you with Aura. Aura. Is I had to throw that in there. I had to get this in there. I had to push it, man. Our good friend Chaz got the this is gonna be brutal. Got the Aura. What's it called? The Aura. Got the Aura, and it protects your data. Chaz did a Google research on his name, and all kinds of things popped up, man. All different websites had all his personal information, his family information, and he did not like it. Data brokers sell your information to scammers, spammers, and anyone else who may want to target you. They get your full name, your email, your home address, health records, and your relative stuff. It's
that's
all
crazy.
Out there. That's nuts. That's why with Chaz said he's been using Aura, the sponsor of today's video. Aura shows us which data brokers are selling our information and automatically submits opt-out requests for us. Cleaning up your personal information not only helps you reduce the amount of spam you get, but it protects us from hackers who could use this information to help them access our social media accounts, bank accounts, or other sensitive information. Aura also does so much more to protect our family from online threats. It gets other features like antivirus, VPN, password management, parental controls, identity theft insurance, and more without having to download several different applications. Mm. It's really easy to set up, and best of all, you get everything at one affordable price.
How much that is? What that price is, yo.
We're going to throw that price in there for y'all. Mm-hmm. I value my privacy, and I value yours. You can go to aura.com/issues.
Issues.
Once again, that's aura.com/issues.
Issues.
To start your 2-week free trial.
2 weeks?
Uh-huh. And also, the link will be in the description. You got to be a damn fool not to get this.
Yeah. A damn deal. I need.
Hey, man, I'm done with it.
Huh?
I'm done.
Of course you do.
You just nothing. Yeah, I was gonna go something about Mary. You could do the Frank and Beans scene.
Frank and Beans
that's
on his own.
Sketch on his own.
Sketch with him zipping his penis up in there. That's a solid. You could take that out.
Bad Boys going to pick up a daughter, and a protective uncle is there.
And the cornbread scene that you bring up is essential to the plot because when you first get to prison, you got to make a stand for yourself, and that was the moment.
If you watch most of these sketches out, they're actually from movie scenes.
You got me, guys.
Your argument was horseshit, bro. It just was trash. Trash.
His glasses fogged up.
It was just trash.
Up on us. I was with you, Dion.
No, I just want y'all to just know. Y'all are hyping up a movie. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
Wait, in his defense, we did come with hella other funnier Eddie Murphy movies.
Y'all did. To y'all. You said Vampire in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I didn't say that at all. I was just thinking. Well, Bowfinger matches Bowfinger and Vampire in Brooklyn could be considered the...
No.
Considered what?
Not the same, but...
What?
A lot of people think Bowfinger's trash. How they think Vampire Brooklyn's trash.
I don't know anybody who thinks Bowfinger's trash. I know people who haven't seen it, but I don't know anybody who thinks it's trash.
I know a few people that don't bring up Bowfinger.
They don't bring it up.
Yeah. They don't bring it up.
Vampire in Brooklyn is not a good movie.
Yeah, Distinguished Gentleman is funnier than life.
You ain't even seen Distinguished Gentleman.
I'm just saying 4 out of 5 people said that life is funny.
Life is funny.
That's why I hated it. I was like, DC just kept all like, I was like, I'm gonna be quiet.
Wait, when did we have this combo like, about life? We had this combo?
Like, yeah, everybody's talking about like, life is funny. I'm just like,
life is funny, man. Funny. Every time I watch it, I laugh.
Yeah, I find something different in it every time. Be like, that was funny. Oh, shit.
That's up there.
And with it being a comedy, it did what the hell it was
supposed
to do.
If we go pound for pound laughs, taking out other elements like, you know, character development and likability and stuff like that, pound for pound, laugh-wise, that's easily one of his funniest movies ever. Easily.
One of.
He's Eddie. He's got easily. A ton. He got, you know?
Yeah.
But pound for pound, just straight laughs.
He got over 30 years of them.
I probably laughed harder at that. I think Coming to America is like the ultimate comedy. I think I would put Life right underneath it in terms of laughs.
Friday or Life in terms of laughs?
Friday. The laugh count is crazy.
Something About Mary or Life in terms of laughs?
Something about Mary.
Yeah, you pushing that shit down. Come on.
But now throw Coming to America again. Oh, well, he was just sticking with Life, but yeah.
Come on, brother. Keep pushing.
Something About Mary.
I'm telling you, bro.
I don't know. I can't put one above the other.
I got to rewatch all these, first of all.
I can.
I remember Something About
Something
Mary.
About Mary.
Yeah. Something I mean, About Mary is one of the best comedies ever made.
Oh, that's what
it was small stuff though. But even when he said, Brett Favre, what are you doing here? He didn't play the Dolphins, you dumbass. Like, he didn't know.
Why did Brett Favre just so disrespectful?
Man. I've been down to play the Dolphins, you dumbass. First. All right.
Oh, the plot twist.
I wasn't, the plot twist was crazy. I didn't see that for comedy.
There was all that rest stop humping.
The dude playing
seven-minute abs.
I was just peeing too.
Yeah.
Was Something About America to do with it? It was like, I'm here to pick up the hitchhiker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah, me too. That's me too.
They all come running up out of there.
Yeah, me too.
I really thought the dude was crippled in the beginning of the movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I really did.
He
was hilarious.
What's his name? Underrated.
He was a hater too.
You ever had a white head on your eyeball?
Woogie.
He kept getting worse.
The fact that he was Woogie and he would break out whenever he was around her.
He kept getting worse.
Oh boy.
But what's his name did real good, and I feel like he's Matt overlooked.
Dillon?
Yeah,
Matt
man. Matt Dillon
was
funny, man.
He was
a
scumbag. He was funny.
With
MT? The girls.
Yeah. He had the fake teeth. Like. That movie is so funny on so many. That's one of my
favorites.
That's in my top five comedies all time.
Yeah, he's funny.
That's one of those movies I didn't expect to like as much as I did.
Yeah.
I had no interest in it.
We watched it
in the box office, right?
It was going crazy. I was just like, man, what's going on?
We did. That might have been a blockbuster night for us. I remember
is that
we watched
Stiller's
it.
Best?
To me, it is.
Yeah.
As far to as me, him the lead,
yeah,
I would put that number one.
Yeah. How did Dodgeball do?
Dodgeball's
hilarious.
Zoolander
was hilarious in Dodgeball.
Heavyweights is hilarious.
Yeah.
Meet the Parents.
Meet the Falkers.
Yeah, those two were fun.
Ben Stiller got funny.
Ben Stiller got a nice resume. Yeah. Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, Tropic Thunder.
That's big him. He directed that.
I got Tropic Thunder over life.
Come on! Let's go, DC!
I got Tropic Thunder over life.
That's not an Eddie Murphy movie.
I was just talking about movies in general.
Tropic Thunder. I'm not saying Life is the funniest movie ever. I'm not saying that at all.
It's one of the funniest movies to me.
I'm not saying
it's
that.
Not top five on my book.
It's not top five.
It might not be in my top five, but it's one of the funniest.
Yes. Okay. But it's still, there's so
pound
many years
pound.
Of comedy.
I can't put
too many. It's just funny as hell, though.
Tropic Thunder, though, is funny, but there's moments where I was just watching.
When
it's,
Jack
it's
like,
not firing on all
was relapsing on that cocaine?
All the way throughout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Towards the end, it got kind of.
I don't remember how it ends.
Towards the end, it got kind of.
So
like ridiculous.
Yeah. There's Something About Mary held the momentum.
The whole way through.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, Myself, and Irene. Yeah. Come on, man. Push it
it's
down.
It's cool.
It's cool.
That's not even his funny
movie. I can't put Me, Myself, and Irene over life.
You out of control. That's what you are.
But I'm not the biggest Jim Carrey movie fan like everybody else.
What?
Like when people was picking Dumb and Dumber over there, Something About Mary, I was like,
Dumber and Dumber is so funny, bro.
God.
Like when
it's I watched it, I was
married,
like,
but it's above life. Dumber and Dumber is above life.
But people voted Dumb and Dumber over Something About Mary when I did the poll.
Man.
I was like, what?
That's crazy.
The question is which one is funnier between Ace Ventura 1 or 2?
Nah, that's not even one thing. In the category. It's Dumber and Dumber is his best shit to me.
I think two is funnier.
I think
one is a better story. Two is funnier.
Here you go with your little story again.
You were talking about Bad Boys. One is a better story, right? You know what the story, you know how story flows.
That's not a comedy, though.
Bad Boys one
has a better story.
Is a better story than two, but that's not the reason why I liked it more.
It felt organic.
It was just Martin was in his bag more in the
in
first
one, right?
Yeah, they nerfed him in the second one. I didn't like that.
What do you mean by nerfed him?
You know why.
They just made him soft.
You know why. Just like, they looked at him and said, okay, it's time.
Because he gained weight?
No, it was just like, we
Tion. Something's wrong with
you. No, the thing is, it made a lot of money, and they're like, oh, we got to write a second one.
They said, we got to rewrite the script.
We got to what?
Deion Cole, bro.
We got to
rewrite. Don't entertain Deion right now, bro.
Why they had to rewrite it?
He's saying
they looked at Martin.
He can't do the same stuff that he used to do.
Yeah, I didn't like that storyline.
He was trying to retire Bad Boys 1.
And Woosah felt a bit forced.
Woosah.
Yeah. I was like, they were shoving it down.
How y'all feel the last one going to be?
I didn't hate the third one.
I liked
one.
The third one.
Yeah. We're talking about this next one about to drop.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no
The last one was good. They undefeated in my book. I know some people be trying to hate on three, but I thought three was legit.
I had they named it Bad Boys for Life, and it was in the third one. I was like, God, you ruined it for the
fourth one. Yeah. They probably didn't know.
Yeah, they probably didn't. They were like, this is it.
They didn't know that the third one was going to be the highest grosser. And then it hit, and they were like, shit. Because it really hit. It made the most.
After two, I usually give up on a franchise. I'm like,
you gave up on Lethal Weapon?
No, that's one of the few, but I didn't give up on Star Wars either. But
you gave up on Die Hard?
Yes. Lord of the Rings?
The third one is fire.
But see, Lord of the Rings is one complete story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they just broke it up.
John Wick?
I watched all those hell. Equalizer John Wick.
You gave up on Jason Voorhees?
Yeah, I gave up on him.
You gave up on Freddy?
Once he punched somebody's head off.
He had him. He ran out of gas.
Yeah, he did all the footwork.
He needed one more punch one on more. That roof.
I would have charged him or something.
Something. Kick him.
Drop kick
him. Spartan kick. Something. You had it.
He was like,
one punch. Head off. Like,
they're forcing it, most of them.
Mm. But by that time, it got really dumb.
Mm. Lethal Weapon undefeated.
They're just playing off the box office. Usually, but
Die Hard. That's the best one, right?
Was you not there?
No,
when I just
he wasn't.
Said
he just said no.
That. I literally just sat here and said that exact thing.
Oh,
like you gave him on Die Hard.
He
sparked up like it just came to him. Like Die Hard, the third one was just. I exist.
Sit up, man. Hey, sit up. What are you doing?
Because he just said that.
Hey, chill out, bro.
What was you doing?
It wasn't about
there?
8 seconds ago. It wasn't like a long time ago.
Hey.
Ooh, I got one.
Amir.
Die Hard.
Cut that part out, okay? I need for me to look great for this episode. Okay?
Nigga, you're done.
Oh, you're done.
You already cooked,
yeah.
Don't talk
I will
to
unplug
me.
This and I would DDT the hard drive for this to never hit.
Damn, Deion, you old for today.
Oh, man.
Man.
We out here.
Bad game.
What's the one you said before, Die Hard?
Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
I got to watch all those
four
again,
Who, Jet Li was the third one, right?
Four.
Oh, yeah.
Four. And that's arguably my favorite one.
Oh, yeah, that fight scene.
Lethal Weapon 1 is the most solid throughout.
Yeah.
As far as script.
Set the tone.
Everything. Yeah.
Set the tone.
But in terms of just like pure entertainment factor... 2 and 4, I always go back and forth on which one.
Was that Mel Gibson? Did he write
all
that?
Of them?
No, Shane Black wrote the original Lethal Weapon.
Okay,
but yeah, Richard Donner directed all of them.
Do you think Mel Gibson would be more legendary right now if he didn't have
that,
all
that
those?
100%.
What about say?
100%.
Yeah, all the stuff that he's been doing. A lot of stuff he's been doing.
He did Passions of Christ.
Oh,
he's
you know,
when
you said Mel Gibson, I immediately thought about Danny Glover. And I was like,
oh, no.
What happened?
No, Mel.
I was like, what happened?
100%.
Like, yeah, I think that too.
For sure.
It's hard to come back.
As an actor
pack
and
of
as
niggas.
A director.
Yeah, because
it's hard to come back
from Apocalypto.
What is it? Pack of niggas? What
he said? Apocalypto is fire.
Yeah.
He's a great director. He did Hacksaw Ridge. Passion of the Christ.
He did a good movie that's out right now. He was a radio host. Braveheart.
Braveheart was pretty
dope.
And his movies are fire.
Look,
like,
bro.
The Mad Max movies were dope. Lethal Weapon was dope.
He would be running Hollywood.
What Women Want was dope.
His the comedies, when he switched to the comedy side.
Because he had that good, like, comedic element as well as
he does,
bro. Yeah.
He was funny in the dad one.
Did you just do it again? That. You did it twice.
I just said it. Yeah.
He's doing it on purpose.
He did it on purpose.
No, he did his glasses.
That was his callback.
Yeah. Payback.
Oh, people be sleeping on Payback, bro.
What's Payback?
He was funny in Daddy's Home,
That's
too.
What I was going to say, Daddy's Home.
Yeah, yeah.
Who touches thermostat?
Yeah.
Daddy's Home, that's what Will Ferrell, right? Man, Ferrell, when that motorcycle went through the house. Wick
Woodward.
I almost threw up.
What's the movie that y'all could only watch one time and never went back to it? For me, it was Passion of the Christ. I watched that
one. Oh, I never watched
that one.
Yeah.
One and done.
I'm not watching that.
I'll never watch that again.
Spider-Man that's all I needed. 2.
I cried hard.
Me too.
I was like, man, all right, man.
Yeah.
I'm hitting him.
Yeah, I was done.
One and done.
That was it.
Never. Why would I watch that?
Are there any other movies like that?
Yeah. One and done. Precious. One and done.
Yeah.
I watched Precious a lot. I laughed at that so many times when she stole that chicken and ran up.
She did steal that chicken and ran and fell. She fell.
Who are we watching?
That's the kicker.
Yeah.
She fell with the chicken. Oh, come on, man.
When Monique cussed out, I was dying.
One and done.
Yeah, one and done.
A movie called Kids, One and Done.
Oh, I remember Kids.
Kids a bunch of times.
Yeah. I only saw it once, but I didn't. Not I'm the virgin didn't surgeon. Care. It was just kind of funny to me.
I started doing this after Kids. Making it.
He said, we have no legs. It was funny to me.
One and done.
One and done, yeah.
Kids was wild.
12 Years a Slave, One and Done.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't need to see this no more. That is wild. Someone's like, yo, you got to watch you gotta one watch this Schindler's List again, nigga. This is great. You should watch it.
Who's watching Schindler's List? Is great.
Oh, somebody said Rosewood.
I watched that a couple times.
Right?
Yeah. It's tough, though. Some movies I can take more.
Mystic River, I did watch that, and I don't want to see that again.
That movie's
fire. I cry every time. I saw it more than once.
Fire.
Yeah, it was so good.
I keep coming back to it.
Yeah, it was so good, though.
That movie's so good.
Sean Penn, bro.
Oh, man.
Incredible.
He was killing.
He won for that, right?
He did.
Yeah.
He earned that Oscar.
Sean Penn, dope.
Oh, Oppenheimer, yeah. That's a one and done.
It's a one and done for me simply because it's just basically about physics.
Yeah.
It's literally like, yo, how are we going to get this bomb made? It's cigarettes. It's just like, I respect it, but it's like one and done.
I watched Sleepers multiple times, though, in that movie.
Sleepers. Good. That's a tough one.
It's tough.
It's a tough watch.
I can handle.
I like Sleepers because of the rent revenge they get.
Yeah. I'm like,
when they get their revenge, I'm like, yeah, get them.
Those two?
Yeah.
The two dudes that were just capping cats off?
Yep.
Yeah. Signs is one and done.
I've seen that.
I think when there's a movie that is like, you know, it's gonna be a twist at the end, you'll watch it again with somebody else, but you wouldn't be like, you're not gonna be thrown off by like.
What's the movie? A dream inside of a dream inside of a dream.
Oh. Inception. I didn't watch that.
I watched that one a bunch of times. No. I watched that a bunch.
I watched that a hell of times.
Trying to figure out what.
Yeah.
The
I like it when the movie's plot is so good. You want to come back to it. Mm-hmm. Like The Sixth Sense, you want
to
rewatch.
Oh, yeah. Certain movies you have to get it.
Like, he was there the whole time. Yeah. Look at Peep Game. Right.
Certain movies you have to come back to.
That's when you got a perfect twist.
Right.
Yeah.
Beautiful Mind, I was one and done.
I seen that one time. I was just like, all right.
Yeah, hold
on. I'm glad Denzel won instead of
Russell.
I feel like because Russell was the favorite to win that year.
Yeah.
And Denzel won.
That's Beautiful Mind again.
Where he was
Russell Crowe was like a mathematician.
Yeah. With genius with numbers.
He had an issue. I forget what his mental issue was. Autistic? Though.
Wait. Was he the one with the? He was like a pedophile or something like that.
No, in Beautiful Mind.
Who was?
Maybe he was.
I know he's seen numbers.
Remember, he was like he has. It was Beautiful Mind. Beautiful Mind.
Russell Crowe doing
American Beauty. I'm thinking American Beauty.
Yeah.
He was. Yeah. Spacey.
Who was the same?
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey. Shit.
He hooked up with that
younger.
Oh yeah.
Did it die down? His pedophile.
He got off.
Oh, for real?
Is he still working?
It wasn't raping a man.
He was a sexual assault.
Yeah, but it was on a dude. Yeah, I think it was a dude was like,
in the movie.
I think dude was like 17, 16.
Was he?
Yeah.
Anthony Rapp dude from Adventures in Babysitting? I thought he was grown.
No, the guy at the party was underage.
Oh.
He was under. That's why they removed. Did they put it back on? The show he had on?
House of Cards?
Yeah.
Did they take it off?
I don't think they took it off.
They never took it off?
They fired him.
Yeah.
Oh. And then Robin Wright was the lead.
Okay.
From that moment on.
That's humiliating. When you get accused of something and they be like, I'm sorry. And it's like, nigga, my career is.
Nah, they only take black people's shit off. White people's shit, they leave up. They
like Johnny Depp is still kind of scarred. Even though he got off, like, you took Pirates of the Caribbean from me. Like, they was gonna make another movie of it.
Mm, they still probably are.
Yeah.
Just giving him a little breather.
He ain't working no more. They took him off of
I think he could be
the Harry Potter series. They took him off of that.
For real?
Yeah, they took him out
before
of that.
He was found innocent? Mm-hmm. Just the allegations.
They don't play around. They be like, oh. Mm-hmm. And then
they be like, what'd you do?
Yeah.
Hold on, what's the movie? They reshot a whole goddamn, with Kevin Spacey. They reshot the whole scene and the dude won the Oscar.
With the Mark Wahlberg joint. Where they
No.
Kevin Spacey. All the Money in the World is where they recast him. They recast him with
Donald Sutherland.
No. It was an old school actor. It wasn't Donald.
It wasn't?
No.
But he didn't win an Oscar.
Oh, damn. No, he didn't win an Oscar.
He didn't win nothing?
Nah. Not an Oscar.
You're doing it again, Dion.
I'm doing it again. Hey, man, look at this.
All the Money in the World, he got replaced with Christopher Plummer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that fair, though, that they get rid of you before you found innocent or, you know what I mean, or guilty?
No, it's not fair. But listen, these movie studios, it's all about money.
Right.
And if they feel like their money is in jeopardy, you got to get up out of there.
Or if they got to wait for the trial to end for them to start shooting production.
Money, man. We got
money. Yeah, when you think about that.
We got schedules, we got deadlines, and we got big money.
Right, because Jonathan Majors was going pretty fast.
Yeah, it was just like...
He got nominated.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know I felt that. He got nominated. I know I heard it. I felt it. That's why I said it, all right?
All right.
Come on, Keon. All right.
You think they're going to take down all the Nickelodeon shows that all that weird stuff was happening
should.
From Nick at Night?
No. I don't know.
That would be their whole schedule. If it was a black dude, they would have took it down.
Is there any movie scenes that you look away like, I can't watch this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
I can't look at the teeth of American History X.
Exactly, no. Bro. Same.
Ah, every time I see him,
same.
And bite the curb.
You bringing that up made me cringe.
That scene right there. Yeah. Boy.
And I watch a lot of scary movies. I watch a lot of tragic.
Would y'all put your teeth on the curb?
No.
You just have to beat my ass. Yeah.
I've never heard of nothing like that to that movie.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna take the bullet. Yeah. It's easy for me to say sitting in the podcast studio safe, but
yeah,
I can't even.
Yeah,
it's all at once though. It's just like,
because I just always assume in those situations you're gonna kill me anyway. So let me die with my dignity. You know what I mean? Yeah,
I'm gonna bite your calf muscle.
That gun in your face though.
I just figure you're gonna do it anyway though. Mm-hmm. That's why. So I'm like, well, just end it now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna end up in jail anyway, cause I can't see you every day. And be like, hey, what's up, man?
Why you bring that up, though?
I forgot about that, bro.
I didn't. Now, that's the only part of the movie I remember hard.
Yeah, like,
that was a good movie, though.
It was, man.
Yeah,
that was Edward Norton at his best.
That was a good movie.
You think he regrets the thing with Incredible Hulk? That's like shit.
Well, Edward Norton has a horrible reputation of doing too much.
Like on
he'd be
set,
like, he'd be trying to rewrite the script. He'd be trying to co-direct. He'd just be doing too much, and so you know, people just be like, "We just gonna recast you. We ain't got time for this shit."
Oh damn! Oh, he was supposed to be the Hulk in the Disney.
Yeah, he was supposed to come back and still be the Hulk.
That's a lot of movies he missed.
He missed out on a lot of movies, bro.
It's like his reputation is not the best.
You know, he got.
He gonna give you 110%, but he's just gonna be doing extra shit.
I be wondering when people be thinking about like stuff like that. Like
I think
to this day,
have
like
a different haircut. But like, man, if you don't get your ass out, get your ass down.
Yeah. Him and Don Cheadle's replacement.
I mean, yeah,
Terrence Howard.
Man,
that wasn't his fault.
Missed out on a lot.
They promised him one thing and reneged on it. He was like, hey, man, y'all said I was going to get a raise for part two.
Oh.
So he was like, and rightfully so, but they was like, you know what? We're just going to recast him. Look out.
We like
that. Because in the first Iron Man, he got paid more than Robert Downey Jr.
Wow.
Yeah, because he was.
He was a bigger name?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Robert Downey Jr., he had the rep.
Yeah.
Of, you know.
That was his comeback.
Breaking in the houses.
So it was like, Terrence Howard was coming off an Oscar nomination for Hustle and Flow, so he had the momentum.
And that sucks, dude. I don't know.
How can they make that promise like that and not deliver?
That's what I want. I was like,
it has to be in a contract. He has to say, if we do a sequel, he has to get in a contract.
But then they tried to you could renegotiate a contract because they were like, well, Robert killed this. We're going to pay him this.
Oh,
and I know it's in your contract, but hey, bro, when we can't honor that
contract. Can he sue at that point?
if they use him and he doesn't get paid more, as much like on Family Matters, the dad had it in his contract that he'd always make a dollar more than everybody on the show.
$1 more.
They honored, yeah. And they honored it even when Steve was making a lot of money.
Really?
Oh, that was a genius negotiation.
Just a dollar.
A dollar more than everybody on the show at all times. Because he was the star coming into it.
Oh, wow.
The cool part is it was based on Harriet.
Right. And she became
fifth
option off the bench.
It was based off of her.
You just never know how the show's going to go.
She was on Perfect Strangers.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And Carl and Steve became stars.
Hard to go against kids, man. It is. When kids tap into something, they be consistently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember rushing home to watch that.
Probably the first time he showed up on the show. I was like, yo.
He was so funny, this kid, bro.
Yeah, amazing.
But a lot of stars, when you go into it, they put that in their contract to guarantee that no matter who's on this cast.
Yeah.
Because they have spinoffs and all types of shit. Like Mrs. Garrett start killing on, was it?
Facts of Life.
Facts of Life.
But before Facts of Life, she was the maid on Different Strokes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when she went there, it's like, oh, I'm making a dollar more than anybody. Come on, Tootie. Come on, Natalie.
That's brilliant.
That's dope.
That's hell smart.
And it's not even crazy.
That's not crazy.
It's just a dollar more
than anybody on this humble. Show. So if y'all.
It's humble.
So if this person go up, we go up.
Yeah, exactly. That's smart. Yeah.
We go up. That's brilliant.
Because they can have you go upstairs and we never see you.
Yeah.
Man. But if you watch that, they started phasing her out early.
That's crazy.
Like, because, you know, nothing. I'm rewatching it with the kids. Yeah. We're almost at season 4 now. And Judy never really fit. She never really had lines. Like,
what show is this?
Family Matters.
Oh, okay.
She's the youngest girl. Like, she's not even half the episodes. Like, she was never.
Dang.
Like, people, when we talk about it, we talk about it as if she was, like, in there and then one day gone. She was never really
Once
in
they
it.
Brought Richie in, I knew it was.
But Richie was always there.
That no,
he was just a baby.
Curl,
and then,
jokes.
And they let him do the Michael Jackson. I said, oh, it's over.
But
over.
she was never.
Dang.
Like, from the beginning, it was just like, even when they had their spats, it would be Eddie and Laura going, and she was just kind of just like, I don't fit.
Yeah,
it's like that on some shows. I peeped that with my wife and kids. When they had the other daughter, she never blended into me.
That was more so behind-the-scenes stuff.
That was a recast, though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, even when she was on the show, I was like...
I didn't like her attitude.
Yeah, it was
behind-the-scenes.
It was a little... Oh, okay.
When she got recast...
But what we saw, I was like, they brought the other... She fit more.
Yeah.
She fit more.
She had attitude. I was like, man, I don't like the daughter. Yeah, and then she got recast, and I liked the second one more.
Yeah.
That was due to her acting choices.
Mm-hmm.
How she seen the character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just like, I ain't feeling her, man. It was too much attitude.
She's a great actress, though.
Acting wise, she was delivering. It was just like, I don't like attitudes with kids.
Precocious
and family dynamic. I'm like,
it's hard
no way
for
I'm
me
up with this.
As a parent. It's hard to watch bad kids.
I can't connect with that.
Yeah,
but even Kevin McAllister, I'm just
oh my god,
man. How did I even allow this? How did I allow myself to watch this and enjoy it when he was calling his mom a dummy? I'm like, how did I forget this?
Yeah.
Then when I watched it with fatherhood eyes, I murdered this kid and put his body in the ass. Like, let's go to Paris.
The whole movement on purpose. It wouldn't be no accident.
Because I didn't notice any of that until I rewatched it with my kids.
Why is Kevin McAllister handcuffed?
There's no way. I was like, he called his mom a dummy. That's the last guy.
And I understand why my mom and dad hated the movie.
Man.
We was like, mom, this is great.
My mom didn't play that.
I watched it again. I was like, the first scene.
Man.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
You're a dummy?
Man, a dummy.
And for no reason, it wasn't like.
It wasn't even a funny punchline.
Buzz didn't bother him yet. Nothing. He was just like, you dumb. Out the gate. Like, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, he called her a dummy after the dust up in the kitchen.
But I mean, it was a very early scene when he's in her room. And he's on the bed, and she's telling him to get ready or something. He was disrespectful
there. Yeah, he was disrespectful.
Like, out the gate. And
that
I was like,
was
what the
hell?
Because
he already had the debacle downstairs.
But him being bad helped him survive, though. He had to have a little.
Sure. It kind of gave a backstory of why.
That's the backstory on why he was able to maintain.
To survive.
What movie do they show parents whoop children?
I like it like that. A lot of people haven't seen their movie, but...
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, I like it. We don't see that.
There's this movie called I Like It Like That. It's they were Puerto Rican family, and he whooped this kid.
White? Oh, Puerto Rican.
Jackson's?
Oh, yeah, American Dream.
He beat
the hell out of him. They all was crying.
He put his son out in the hallway naked. Because he was drug dealing, he was like, "Oh, you bought these clothes with this shit." He stripped them down, had him in the hallway. Now you a grown man. Now you just a naked punk in the hallway. Wow. And he was just standing in the hallway.
I was like, "Yeah."
And when he found out he was out there with the drug dealers, he mm-hmm. whooped his son on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a community thing. I was like, "Damn!" But.
If you think back to Home Alone, he let his parents off easy by just calling.
He let them off easy
because you see what he did to the criminals. Is really on that,
yeah, he was about to. He
Mom
would have
got
time.
Hit in the face with a paint can, the bowl. Nah.
I love how he wasn't in face. He said, "My mom and my family are gone." What'd
he
say?
He was so happy.
He wasn't like,
"I made my family disappear."
Here you go.
Yeah, he did a little eyebrow.
But they was treating him like shit. I'm wondering, because we caught it at that point, right?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if he was a bad kid because they was always, Buzz always fucking with him. They putting him in bed. You're going to sleep with him again.
He had a big-ass family, too.
Yeah.
Huge. They threatened to put him in
the
bed.
With the pissy cousin?
He had that Pepsi. He looked at him.
He
was like, he was excited about it.
Yeah, I'm about to wait, Pete.
Fuck a toilet. I'm going on you.
I'm about to piss on you tonight.
When I rewatched it, I saw his face. I could not see.
I'm not even gonna be asleep. I'm gonna stand up on top.
I was like, "Who's excited to pee the bed?"
He was excited. I gotta repost that video I did about that. When he looked over at him and was just like, "Yeah,
I can't wait.
I don't want to sleep with him. He'll wet the bed." And he was like,
"Goddamn right."
It was the soda.
Product placement like a mug.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
That pizza made me so hungry in that movie.
Yeah,
they came up with the concept of that movie from Uncle Buck when Macaulay Culkin was in there and. Uncle Buck, he went to get the oldest daughter, and Macaulay Culkin was at the mail slot when John Candy's girlfriend came to watch them. He was looking through the mail slot. And she was like, "Hello?" And then he looked again, and then he just imagined three burglars.
Yeah, it was just like three mad eyes. He closed it real quick.
I didn't know that, bro. Yeah, so that's where that concept came from.
Oh, wow. Then they bring John Candy back.
Yeah, John Candy did that cameo, unpaid, just on the strength.
That's what's up.
Man, Uncle Buck was classic.
Wait,
Uncle
he did
Buck.
Unpaid in what? In
Home Alone. Home,
really?
He was in what, part one, right?
Because he rocked with John Hughes like
he was
that.
Riding, I did not know
he
that.
Was riding.
He was
the one that he gave him a ride.
He sure was.
He just came in just on the strength. And then, you know.
I did not know that was the origin. I didn't know that was the origin of it.
Uncle Buck to Home Alone's existence.
Uncle Buck was funny, bro. Mm-hmm.
I love him. I just rewatched it. Fine.
You know how many big pancakes I tried to make?
Man, the big pancakes. Yeah. And the kids were good. Like Macaulay Culkin and the sister, they were like good kids. Like, you know, he gave them the interrogation, but it was like, "Yo, I like these little kids." The oldest daughter was giving them hell, but it was like,
"Little whore."
What do you say? Take this quarter and get that thing gnarled off.
Yeah. He tore ass up. I was like, "Damn, Buck." I like Uncle Buck, man.
They try to remake
John
it with
Candy.
John Candy.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't really a remake. They just kind of took the,
that's the second time they tried to remake Uncle Buck. They did another series. It didn't last. It was a fat white dude in the role. It just John Candy was the magic, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As a kid, I used to get John Candy and Chris Farley mixed up. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Wait, that's the second remake Mike Epps tried to do. He tried to do the honeymoon.
That
failed.
That was him and said, right?
Yep.
Damn.
I mean, because the premise is so dope. It's just like this, you know, this single bachelor uncle coming in to raise the kids. Because in that TV show they tried back in the day, they killed the parents off.
Mm.
And so it was just like, well, damn. That took a dark turn.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just never resonated with audiences.
Hollywood is wild for like, let's try it again.
Yeah, let's try it again. I get it. I know you're trying it from a black angle. Okay.
Yeah.
You got blacks now.
Yeah.
It could have worked, but it just.
Because the one with Bernie Mac and Ashton Kutcher was a remake too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Guess
one?
Who?
Yeah, guess who's coming.
It worked.
Yeah.
But it was originally Sidney Poitier, right?
But didn't it work in the box office?
It did all right. It did like 60.
I like
Guess
Who.
I liked it. Yeah. I didn't know it was a remake. You know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a remake.
Sidney Poitier. I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was called Guess Who. You know, they took out. To kind of make it their own,
right?
I
feel like you just got to nail it. When you're doing remake, you got to nail it.
You gotta hit
most times they don't.
Do you think most remakes will work if it wasn't an original to compare against? Like,
it wouldn't be a remake.
I mean, he's just saying
they were standing up. They were the first time,
like. I'm trying to think something.
People would give it more of a chance.
Right, because like, they like it. It ain't better than the first one. People always like.
I think remakes would hit harder if the first movie was trash.
Yeah, of course. Then it won't remake.
You know what I mean? Not like, against nothing then, if, you know.
But I'm just saying, if they was like, no, they just did it wrong. Like, we can fix this. Mm-hmm. Like you said, Hollywood be trying again. Yeah. I think if the first movie was okay, mm-hmm. let's do it better. Mm-hmm. Versus when it's a classic, it's like people coming in like, this better be.
Yeah.
I don't think you should remake a classic.
I don't think so.
I think you should let it be.
Sequel it up, sure. Expand on the story, sure. But remake
like they did with
it?
Creed. I thought that was amazing. What they did.
Yeah.
They just take a different story. It's still the Rocky franchise.
Right.
But go a different angle.
We just expanded.
And they got three movies out of that.
It's kind of still the same story.
But yeah, but I'm just saying, it's not, you know, just go ahead and continue it.
It felt organic. It wasn't like, and they're not remaking Rocky.
And then the boxing was better. Like everything was.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead.
The best Rockies always involve Creed. Somehow, if you look at the worst Rocky, if you rank the Rocky movies before we get to Creed,
Rocky 3 was number one, right? Would be the best one. That's the one with Drago.
That would be
that's four.
What's the one with
three's Mr. T?
Yeah, that's the three. Mine. Right,
I like
so
Drago.
Most Drago people, most people ranking when they rank Rocky, usually five is at the bottom,
right?
Yeah,
there's that no was with Creed. Tommy, right?
It's Tommy, and then above that will probably be Rocky Balboa where he fought Tarver. That'll probably be right above five. There's no Creed. So when you got Creed in the equation, whether it be his son or Adonis Creed, whenever he's around,
because Creed Rockies are better. Creed was in four with Drago.
Creed was the best story though. It showed them go from enemies to friends.
Yeah, that was a nice transition.
Yeah,
five was sad to Rocky's brain, man. He was so it was coming off the heels of four. He kept flashbacks. It was like
he lost everything. He was filthy rich. He lost it. He was back on that little slim ass Philly block.
Yeah.
Was that like the Foreman story or something? Like how George Foreman came back late in his career?
He did come back late.
Possibly. He won.
He was broke and then he won.
Possibly.
He won, then made a grill and he was out of here.
That's all.
Rocky's out of here.
They needed a blender or something.
Yeah. The Rocky cheese steaks up, man.
Some in a blender.
Some ribs.
No, he's always punching the ribs. He'd be like, yo, I got ribs. I got a rib.
Chicken,
By the time we got to Creed, Rocky should be a vegetable. Because in Rocky,
how they played it in five,
right?
And then in Creed, he was just normal again. Like, let me be your mentor.
Tommy bare knuckle,
In the
sure
street.
Did on the street,
right?
And didn't want to fight him.
It's like, Tommy begged
for
it. Man.
Tommy begged for that ass.
Like, I love
woman.
You.
He begged for that ass woman.
Honestly, I like because it's a good. Good
did
story.
He pass? Did he end up passing?
He's like, hey, man, I can't do what I can't die.
He died a few years ago.
He had to stop boxing.
Caught that thing.
Oh, Tommy caught that
connection to the movie.
Caught that dang.
Coming off the heels of four, he was just like having them flashbacks.
Yeah, to see him so normal in Creed was kind of like, didn't go along with the story.
And Tommy was like, I'm a hero of you. He's like, I'll train you. I'll do what, you know, it's a great story. And his son was like, yo, who was this new dude that's replacing me?
Right.
And he was battling with his mind, you know, shot train this guy. That's a great ass story.
Rocky is a great character. Mm-hmm. I love Rocky Balboa as a character.
Do y'all agree with him having a statue in Philly, though?
Yeah. Bigger than Iverson.
By the way, with that, you know, all those statues are the same size.
But still bigger than Iverson.
No, but I'm just saying, everybody was like, Iverson's is so small, but all it's out, first
that's
of all,
what
it's
they
outside
do
of the practice facility.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And all of them are that size.
He needs a big one.
And they were like, Iverson's is small. It's like, well, they all are.
Who needs a Jordan size statue in Philly?
Is his bigger than Dr. J's?
No, they're all the same size.
Oh, Dr.
I just
J
didn't like
championship
how his braids and his headband looked like he had on the leather head.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I was like, he got on the football helmet? Like the football helmets from back in the day? I was confused at first. But yeah, I think he should have got a statue.
Why? It's fictional.
Because that scene was so iconic in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And the steps,
it made everybody go run the steps.
People still do that.
People go to Philly just to do that. So it's like,
run those steps,
you're drawing people to the city, to this museum,
got
on the strength of that movie.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So it's like, why not?
It's like,
I'd rather have that than the slave owner. Huh?
Like Captain America being in New York. It's not even a real character. Like, he was very important to the.
America was training in New York City.
You see Captain America, you see Ninja Turtles.
I would love to see them by the sewer. If we go in the sewer, it's turtle statues down there.
See all these fictional characters.
Sylvester Stallone actually has two of the longest running best franchises out.
Rocky and Rambo?
Rocky and Rambo.
Rambo ran out of steam.
Yeah. They got so excited with the action.
The last one was like Home Alone.
Yeah, like it was definitely an R-rated Home Alone 100%.
Oh, Rambo?
Absolutely.
That's 100%, bro.
100%.
Oh, what number Rambo was that?
That was five. Like
six?
Five.
Was it five?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was Rambo, Rambo 2, 3, John Rambo, and then this last Rambo.
You go too high up, you can't help the ridiculous. Look at Expendables.
Yeah.
Like, well, but the difference with Expendables is they're coming in like, we're purposely going to be ridiculous. Yeah. Like that's the whole point.
What about Fast and Furious? They didn't start off like
they
that.
They didn't. They just went. They just lost their goddamn mind.
They started with.
They just, somebody was coked up and was like, let's keep going, Expendables was like, this is damn near a parody.
Yeah.
And it's also
Fast and Furious is just like, we going to space. Snort another line. Like, this shit is ridiculous.
They bold as hell. This is a spoiler alert, but if y'all seen the last Expendables, Sylvester Stallone is maybe in there a third of the movie.
I didn't even watch it.
He's giving people their retirement money, though. He's like,
I want to give these old legends they did.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that movie tanked.
Yeah, really?
The last one?
Did any of them do good?
Yeah.
The first two?
First two did good.
I saw the first one. That was it.
He brought Wesley back. Mm-hmm. Brought Drago back.
He said, where you been? It's like Jason Statham is on it too early. He's still cool.
He was still relevant.
Yeah, I don't see why he was included because... I get why, because you need somebody that's currently hot in there.
Got
and
it.
Then you can have the older guy sprinkled in. They asked Van Damme to do the first one. He's like,
definitely
nah.
Did it.
And then that's why he came back and did the second one.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that because he had that show out where he was playing if he was really a spy in real life or something?
A version of himself?
Yeah.
No, he just turned it down because he was like, I don't think it's going to work. Just that third. And then.
can we apply. Jason Statham, he has not changed hairstyles or accents. He has played nothing but action movie stars.
I don't think he can change hairstyles.
I mean, you can put a wig on or a do-rag or something.
They put a wig on him in one of his movies. What movie was it? But it wasn't the whole movie. It was like a flashback.
Yeah.
He said, I feel like in my contract, I am playing myself, okay?
Yeah, flashback. Yeah,
he ain't did no romantic comedies. He said, I am only going to do action.
You got to tip your hat when you think about it. Man. He never changed his accent ever.
If it ain't broke,
And Arnold Schwarzenegger never changed his accent. He said, I'm going to play
can't.
Yeah. I don't think he can.
Where's Statham from?
England.
Okay,
Yeah.
He said, why you going to do a Jamaican accent? Why? No. American accent? No.
Nah, I'm good.
You got to figure out a way to rewrite that into my scene of where I came from.
Even his last movie did good. The Beekeeper?
Yeah.
It did good.
I like Statham, bro.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he let the sides and the back grow out and just be bald
in
the middle.
I'm not shaving it off, man.
Who's that movie with Bokeem Woodbine and Jason Statham? You know what I'm talking about?
Huh?
Bokeem Woodbine and Jason Statham.
Jim two together? Just Jim two?
It was more people in, but I think those are the leads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm about to look it up.
He be dabbling with the B movies too. You be like, I ain't never heard this.
Oh yeah,
before.
He tap in.
Right. That's
birthday cake. Movie.
What is this?
I'm gonna eat that.
That's an action movie though. It's action for sure. It's usually in the realm of
blows
action.
Up.
I gotta get to the bottom of this.
He'll do some comedy.
No,
but it's
I seen Beekeeper with Felicia Rashad.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Yep,
that opening scene was, I was hurt.
Yeah,
cause I was like, this didn't happen to anybody. Yeah. Any grandparent,
not to Claire Huxtable.
Yeah, that hurt me, dude. I was like, all the money.
See it.
You was able to get past the hurt.
You did it to yourself.
I just imagine Bill Cosby upstairs hearing the gunshot downstairs, like, oh.
Were you able to get past the hurt?
It's an action movie, dude. It's not a comedy. Why can't you get past that? Gosh, man, this is an action movie.
You was able to get past it, though?
Why are we doing this, yo?
How you sleeping Baker over there right now?
Action, how you sleeping nights, bro?
Because action is on the same level of comedy when it comes to, it's just entertainment.
I'm going to shove a Krispy Kreme in your mouth.
I'm just saying.
It's true.
Whoa.
You look at action movies.
It's just,
you'd be like, this is sad. Damn, you'd be like, this is sad.
Shove a Krispy Kreme. Yeah,
I
want
to see Tony fall.
Do you like a...
Had this fucking cupcake in your mouth, nigga. How this sugar intake, nigga? Huh? I've seen your videos, nigga.
With a donut.
Put your teeth on the donut.
Like, come on, bro. I'd do that.
I would do it too.
Put your teeth on the biscuits.
I would do that.
All right. If he say put your teeth on the biscuits, I'm like,
she said, open wide.
I'll cross my legs. My legs dangling. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, no pause. Press
nah. Somebody hit me with a pause the other day. I said, I'm too old for that shit. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. You know what the hell I said.
Yeah.
Nah. I can say balls 32 times in a row, and I'm not saying pause.
But a whole donut being shoved down your throat. Pause.
It is.
Nah, it depends on the shape of the donut, first of all.
Yeah, we didn't say.
If it's long
a
eclair,
wide one or a long one.
If we can say eclair with the cream filling, pause.
Pause got to be for stuff ridiculous. It got to be you drink your water, but oh! That's a pause. But.
I think it's funny in sentences when people say stuff like, yeah, so, you know, I grabbed the meat, pause, and then and you hear people keep like, oh, that's funny. But, you know, if it smells like, yo, pause, it. You know.
Sometimes I don't catch it when they pause themselves. I'm like, what did you say?
Yeah, right. Yeah. You just talking. I'm not mm-hmm. looking
to gay up there recently.
It's
not
funny.
Pause, and I was like, wait.
Sometimes they go so hard at what they say, you're like, you knew damn well you were going to say pause.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not going to hop on a no Diddy train.
No, nope, I'm not doing that.
Oh, I refuse.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm
no
not
Diddy train
that.
To Paris.
They,
right
here. They forcing it.
They forcing it.
No Diddy.
Tough. Where you at, DC?
Oh, man, I am. Oh, May 18th, Hyenas in Fort Worth, Texas. Pull up. To that, also come back to me, please.
Okay,
he got married.
Oh, come back.
Yeah, yeah. Come back.
Come back. No, I was ready.
What?
I'm ready on the time.
No, what?
Diddiness.
Come back to me.
Pause. Craig Wayne's on everything.
Oh, on everything. Pause.
No Diddy.
You on things?
On everything.
Pause.
Miss Nana P, thank you for asking. My weight loss journey, I'm down 11 pounds, y'all.
Oh, really? Shit.
Congrats, mm-hmm. man.
Oh, yeah. Something did look different about you.
That quick?
Yeah.
That much?
I saw. Yeah, I was looking at Dion like, okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
I didn't notice.
I didn't notice it? Yeah.
No disrespect, but yeah.
It's in the face.
He be wearing hoodies and
he's
stuff.
Lying.
I promise.
Yeah, I'm serious, yo.
DC lying.
Bro, I promise. I
didn't want to bring up the topic of, no, you think that is.
No, you good. I'm 239. Remember last time I was 350.
There you go.
I'm
339.
Thank you, Brody. What you been doing?
I look.
What I said, I've been staying away from any sort of free snacks.
Mm. Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's my, if when I have with you,
yeah,
I would have relapsed.
My bad. I didn't know you was taking the journey seriously. I wouldn't have hit you. I didn't know.
You offered him out for snacks.
I was looking to, because I hate wasting food, man.
Yeah.
And so I was looking for any, please, take
it. No. I wouldn't have came. I wouldn't have drove an hour. I have a problem.
I would have brought it too.
No. You would not have drove downtown LA.
I would have been like, yo, because I had a show the next night. So I would have been like, after the factory, I would have brought you the cheesecake.
No.
You didn't get it?
Huh?
You didn't get the cheesecake?
No.
No, I put it. I sent it to who a got food the biscuits? Pantry. I took it to a food pantry.
Oh, you took everything to the food pantry?
Not those little individual slices. They were just still in the fridge.
It has to be packaged still, right? For the food pantry?
Not necessarily, because I don't know. Because I told her the situation. She's like, yeah, you can bring it. And then I brought it. What I love, though, is when I took the tray of biscuits in there and I went out to get the cheesecakes. When I came back in there, she was eating one of the biscuits. I was like,
oh, for real?
What's a food pantry?
It's like a place where you can take food to, and they give it to
like
the
a
homeless
Goodwill.
Or church. Or it usually connected to like a church. Yeah.
I want to do
so
that.
She was excited about what I was bringing in there. So
she ate one of the biscuits?
Yeah, because when I came back in there, I saw
she's
one
like,
of the biscuits
oh,
and
coming
the
back.
Side.
I'm like, I'm going to give
I just wanted to wet my feet.
I was excited.
She was taking a little off the top.
He said,
yeah.
Well,
good.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, hey, you back?
Because I didn't know. I didn't
she was
know
putting
they
him
were
in
just
her
taking
car.
Canned goods or whatnot. Yeah. So I was just like, can I bring it? Because I called first. She was like, we can serve it at church, too. And I was like,
oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I got to look into that.
Yeah.
I know there was one in North Hollywood, like off of Moore Park.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch.
Eating it cold checking. Is crazy.
Huh?
You had it in the refrigerator and she ain't eating it cold like a brick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Biscuits be good.
It was them New York biscuits? Nah, not them.
It was the ones I showed it on my.
It was no, it wasn't New York biscuits, yeah.
No.
Yeah, okay.
It was the ones I be.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I would have.
That's why I'm saying you would have gave in.
No, you motherfucker.
Yes.
They got the wrong
if
biscuits.
I don't even want to say. Them niggas is sinning.
I know where to get them, though.
Where you going to be?
Yeah.
But now tell me what you've been doing as
far
as this.
So I've been really strict on intermittent fasting.
Yes.
I don't eat before 12.
Get in on this.
And the first meal has to be either a salad or a smoothie.
Okay.
I don't eat after 8.
Oh, yes.
And I've been working out. Like,
okay. Yeah. Good job, D.
A lot more. Not consistent.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying?
Steps, yeah. Bro. You're trying.
Exactly. Yeah.
I told y'all, man, next year this time, when I come back, I don't know what day it was. I think it was like March something. So my goal is to drop either 80 or 100 pounds.
Okay.
Good job.
You've done it before. You can do it again.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
Doritos D.
My knees thanks me.
Yeah.
That's what's up,
That's what's up, bro.
Hell yeah.
You said Dorito what?
Doritos D.
Dorito D.
You got anything to plug?
What you know about that? Season 2 coming up very soon. I would like to get Keon and Tony on the show. Talking about hip-hop.
Oh. Thanks.
Well, y'all did the first season. Y'all did the first season, you know?
Oh, yeah. I want to do it.
Yeah. We got some new games.
I'm coming in the G for lasagna.
Yeah. That's what you said. I was talking about Lil Wayne.
March 26th. Wow. Thanks, Moyo. But yeah.
Lacaroni and Chaz.
Lacaroni and Chaz. Tuesdays. Yeah. Follow me on all platforms. Y'all can hate on me. yeah, I think, yeah. I'm not a part of the sheeple. I don't have an iPhone. I don't like sweet. I don't like savory grits. so I have my own opinion. So if you want to hear very opinionated people, come over here to Death Row Dion Life.
If you don't want your comedians liking life, liking Lil Wayne,
yeah,
come to Dion. Mm-hmm.
Kia.
I will be... April 29th through the 5th, I'll be in Vegas at the LA Comedy Club. Get your tickets for that. I'm doing my third Under the Radar show at Flappers. This one is on a Saturday, though. So y'all be like, Mondays is hard, and I understand that. This one's on a Saturday.
No excuses now.
May 11th. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they've been coming out. I don't want to lie and act like they ain't been supporting. Y'all been coming out. But this one's on a Saturday. However, it's in the smaller room, so it's going to sell out, so get your tickets early. And then May 17th through the 19th, coming back home, Tommy T's. I will be in Pleasanton, five shows, doing the weekend. Kyle bought them 10 tickets.
That's dope.
And then May 22nd, I'll be in Austin, Texas. And May 29th, I'll be in Philly. So those are all my May dates. Go to my Linktree for all my headline dates or my website for all my dates in general, just whether I'm hosting, featuring, whatever. I think that's
my lip just tucked the mic.
Yeah, KeonPoli.com. And thank y'all for this time around have been buying tickets. Y'all sending me your screenshots of buying tickets early and stuff. Thank you a ton. It's very, very less stressful when y'all do that. People bringing friends and all that. I sincerely appreciate it. Thank y'all so much. That is it.
Dude, I did like this. I did like this because my lip had touched the mic. Like, oh.
Let me go back to mine real quick, Bacon.
May 11th, I'm just add this one, MGM National Harbor with the broski, Marlon Wayans. But more importantly, like I said, Fort Worth, Texas, May 18th, one night, Saturday.
One night only, man.
Two shows. Get your tickets now and early. Huh?
Friday, Saturday?
No, just one night. Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh, one night. Saturday. One night.
Yeah.
Pull up.
What's your date?
May 18th.
And no excuse, Saturday.
No excuse, Saturday night. Saturday,
so you ain't coming to Miami?
Nah, I'm going to miss Miami.
Damn, 4 days in Miami?
Damn, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it.
Miami's a good time.
You got to work, man.
It is work.
You got to work.
It's work and play.
4 nights in Miami.
Tony Bacon and friends, if you are in L.A., it's this Monday, April 29th. So get your teal kits if you haven't already. Verbal Cardio, new episodes drop. On the Wednesday, I'll be doing a review for the movie Abigail and X-Men 97 episode Silks. So make sure you tune in for those. Also, if you are in the LA area, May 5th, we got a big show as part of Netflix as a Joke with me, Kevin on stage, nephew Tommy, JJ Williamson, and music by Fred Hampton.
Out here. Hey, Hampton?
Fred Hampton, yeah. So pull up
Hammond.
On that.
Hammond. Oh. That's why I gave you a chance to correct. Yeah, you double down. Like, yeah,
Fred Hammond. rest in peace to Fred Hampton. I apologize to your family.
Oh, wow. I was like, that's not right. That's like, that felt right.
So pull up on that. If you are in town, the Black Panther, he will be there in the Revolutionary. So pull up on that. And
Ball Brothers podcast. New episodes for that drop every Tuesday. So check out this week's episode. And I think that's it. We appreciate y'all. Shout out to y'all in the Chatsworth for being in here with us live in real time. We appreciate y'all. And we out.
I don't know if that's in purpose, though.